Good morning, Boker Tov, everyone. It's Monday morning. We continue in our halacha learning, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Perek Chaf Tes, halacha yadalit, in the laws of midos, character traits, and our behavior. Asur la'adam levakesh din min hashamayim al chaveru sha'asa lo ra'at. It's forbidden for a person to daven to Hashem and to ask Hashem to judge his friend for something that he did wrong to you. In other words, if you feel that somebody has wronged you, has done something harmful to you or your property, for example, you have an obligation or you have the right to bring the person to Beis Din, to have this court judged by judges. And it cannot be something that you daven to Hashem, that Hashem should take care of on his own, to daven, so to speak, for divine intervention in the matter. But the Kitzur qualifies this and says, V'davka b'de islei dayana ba'ara. That's only if Beis Din, if going to a Jewish court, is a recourse that a person has. But if for whatever reason, it sounds like from the Kitzur, that is not an option, again, for whatever the reason might be, then in that case, perhaps davening would be allowed or appropriate. Anybody who does cry out to Hashem and davens that his friend should be punished, is risking that he may be punished first, the person davening. In other words, the way the Mefarshim explain is that if you daven to Hashem that your friend should be punished for what he did wrong, then just be careful, because Hashem might say, okay, if you want me to start punishing people for things they did wrong, I'm going to check you first, and you'll get what you deserve also, which is nothing that any of us would want to have to experience. And there are those who say that even if you have no recourse of going to Beis Din for this particular matter, it would still be forbidden to daven against your friend unless you discuss it with him first. But just to daven against somebody without either trying to bring them to court or without discussing it with the person and trying to work it out between the two of you is something that shouldn't be done. Davening that Hashem should intervene, so to speak, and take care of this and punish somebody else should be only used, God forbid, as a last resort. Continuing in Halacha Tesvav, Haroa es Chaveru Shechata. If somebody sees his friend who is sinning, O Shehalach B'derech Lo Tov, or is walking on a bad path, heading in a bad direction, Lo Mitzvah Lachzira Lamutav. It's a mitzvah to try and bring him back to the proper path and to stop him from sinning. And to make it known to him that he's sinning and that you want to help him. The Torah tells us, you must rebuke your friend when he's doing something wrong. Somebody who is rebuking his friend, whether it's for an interpersonal matter, something that between you and him, whether it's something between him and Hashem, nonetheless, it should be done, the rebuke should be done in a private way between you and him. God forbid, should be done in a public way, that would be embarrassing to him. It should always be done in a very sweet and calm and gentle tone and manner. And make it known to him that you're only doing this for his own good, that you're only there to help, to help him achieve Olam Haba, to help him make the most of his time in this world. Anybody who does have the capability to help somebody else, to give some rebuke and to help somebody, return somebody to the proper path, and chooses not to, who nispasba avonze, you will be included in the sins that that person commits, since you really should have and must have, were required to try and help him to stop doing those sins, and therefore you might be held responsible if you don't. However, the Kitzur says there is a major qualification on the next halacha, on halacha tesayin. The Kitzur says this only applies, but medevar mamurim, when is this true that a person should rebuke and correct his friend for things that he's doing wrong? That's only kishahu medamish yishmalo. If a person can evaluate and assume that there's a good chance that my friend will listen to me and will actually take to heart my advice. But if I know that he's not going to listen to me, and it's just going to cause him to resent me, he's going to ignore me anyway, he knows what he's doing is wrong, perhaps, and he's still choosing not to, and me pointing it out is not going to do any good, then asur lehochicha, then it is, not only should I not be rebuking him, but it would be prohibited for me to rebuke him if I know, or if I think, that there's a good chance that it might actually do more harm than good. To Amar Rabbi Elabishim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, because our rabbis teach, Kishem Shemitzvah Aladam Lomar Davar Anishma, just like it's a mitzvah for a person to speak important words that he thinks might or will be listened to, Kach Mitzvah Aladam Shalom Lomar Davar Shein Anishma. So too, it is a mitzvah to be quiet when you think that your words will not be listened to. Rabbi Abba Omer Chova, Rabbi Abba says, not only is it best not to give rebuke, but you are obligated to refrain from giving rebuke in this situation where you think that it won't be listened to anyway. Shenamar, the pasuk in Mishlei says, Al tochach leitz pen yisna'eka, hochach lechacham ve'ye'ehaveka. Shlomo HaMelech teaches, don't rebuke a scorner or a mocker, someone who doesn't take things so seriously, lest he come to hate you for it. He come to feel resentment. Give rebuke to a wise man, and he will love you for it. So while on one hand it's our obligation to give rebuke to our friends, when we see them doing something wrong, we have to be very careful that's only done in a very limited context where it would be helpful and beneficial and productive, and even then it has to be done in an ultra-sensitive manner, as the Kitzur wrote earlier, very gently and calmly and sensitively. But it's interesting here, if you think about it, Shlomo HaMelech is teaching us that one of the qualities of somebody who's wise is somebody who is open to and willing to hear a little bit of rebuke and criticism and actually love you for giving him that rebuke, because it helps him learn how to be a better person. But somebody who you think will not have that effect, best left unsaid. Have a wonderful day.